Blog Talk Radio.
You still there?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You don't think it's time?
Yes, it's time. You can go ahead and start reading. There's no one there but you and I and Daddy. Hey, Daddy.
Yeah.
Hey, Yuri.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Okay, I'm going to read in Exodus chapter 36, and it's read. Then Ruth, Beverly, and Ahoda, and every wise headed man in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that the Lord had commanded. And Moses called Beverly and Ahoda, and every wise hearer man in whom heart the Lord had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come unto the work to do it. And they received of Moses all the offerings which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary to make it withal. And they brought yet unto him free offering every morning. And all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from his work which they made. And they spoke unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave commandment, and they called it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing. For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. And every wise head of man among them that wrought the work of the tabernacle made 10 curtains of fine twin linen and blue and purple and scarlet with cherubim of cunning work made he then. The length of one curtain was 28 cubits, and the breadth of one curtain 4 cubits. The curtains were all of one size, and he coupled the 5 curtains, one unto another, and the other 5 curtains he coupled one unto another. And he made loops of blue on the edge of one curtain from the serge in the coupling. Likewise, he made in the utmost side of another curtain in the coupling of the second. 50 loops made he in one curtain, and 50 loops made he in the edge of the curtain, which was in the coupling of the second. The loop held 1 curtain to another. And he made 50 tatch of gold and covered the curtain one unto another with the tatch. So it became one tabernacle. And he made curtains of goat hair for the tent over the tabernacle. 11 curtains he made them. The length of one curtain was 30 cubits, and 4 cubits was the breadth of one curtain. The 11 curtain was of one size. And he covered 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves. And he made 50 loops upon the utmost edge of the curtain. And the coupling of 50 loops made he upon the edge of the curtain, which covered the second. And he made 50 tatch of brass to couple the tent together, that it might be one. And he made a covering for the tent of ram skin, dyed red, and a covering of badger skin above that. And he made board for the tabernacle of sittim wood, standing up. I read you Exodus chapter 36 from the first verse down to the 20th verse. May the Lord bless the reader and the hearer of his word. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, on the construction of the tabernacle. And we did have some callers to join in. We have Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay, we have Auntie Marie.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And we also have Auntie Janet.
Good evening. Yes.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, and we have Mom and Dad and myself online. Okay, if I miss anyone, let's see. Another caller, Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll do a roll call, and then we'll go right on into our program. I have Mom and Dad, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Auntie Janet, Auntie Carrie, and myself. Did I miss anyone? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Yeah. Okay. Well, Angela's at her book club meeting. Looked like that has started back up again. So I will be your host tonight. And the Nellens family, welcome everyone to the weekly prayer service. And we pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your love that you show us daily. Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Father God, for we know that all things are possible with you. And right now, God, we are asking for world peace. Remove all sickness. Remove the spirit of fear. Remove the spirit of poverty. Remove the spirit of depression. Remove the spirit of confusion. And remove the spirit of misguidance. And Father God, we ask that you bless us with the spirit of love, peace, and joy. Just as you want it to be right here on earth. Father God, you don't ask much of us. So we ask that you decrease us so that you may be increased in us. Father God, we call upon Jehovah Shalom, meaning the Lord of Peace. May God continue to bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, we're just going to go down right into our program, and I will start out with Auntie Marie.
Oh, okay.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We'll be reading Psalm, the third book chapter, starting at the first verse. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of and be glad. O manifest the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lighted, and their face was not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. The angels of the Lord encamped around about them that saved him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Okay, well, we want to thank you, Auntie Marie, for that reading in Psalms 34. And we did have a couple of callers to join in. And I do believe this is Sister Shirley.
Yes. Good evening.
Okay, and I also see that we had Auntie Dot to call in.
Yes.
Good evening. Okay, I'll do a roll call one more time. If I miss anyone, please just let me know. I have Mom, Dad, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Janet, Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley, and Auntie Dot.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Welcome, everyone, and we're just going to go right into our program. And Auntie Marie just read, Bless the Lord at All Times, and my next speaker would be Dad. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, the resurrection of Jesus. And we'll find that in Matthew 28:1-16. Okay. In the end, at the beginning, as they begin to draw towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see this sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment shined as snow. And for fear of him, the keeper did shake and declare as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not you, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. For he had risen. And But he had risen. He is not here, but he is risen. Now, as he said, come and see and play what the Lord laid. So quickly, and tell the disciples that he is there. And you learned out of it. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes for you into Galilee. Thou shalt see him. Lo, I have told you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Resurrection. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see here. Auntie Dot, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 136 to 5. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for God, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, of Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. I go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would read Psalm 19.
Amen.
The heaven declares the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utter his speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out throughout all the earth, and the word to the end of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is bridegroom coming out of his chambers and rejoicing as strong man to run a race. He going forth from the end of the heaven and the circuit unto the end of it. And there is no hiding from that, from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, covering the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statute of the Lord are right, rejoicing heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlighten the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord is true, and righteousness altogether. More to desire they are than gold, yea, much fine gold, sweeter than honey of a honeycomb. Moreover, by them is the servant won, and keeping them there a great reward. Who can understand his error? Cleanse thou from thy secret fault. Keep back thy servants also from the presumptuous sin. Let them have no dominion over me. Then I shall be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressors. Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see here. Mom, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm also in Psalm 1.
Amen.
Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked,
or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of the mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like the tree planted by the streams of water, which yieldeth fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither wherever he does prosper. Not so the wicked, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
Amen.
Christ of course.
The Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Okay, Sister Shirley, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will be coming from Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the Lord and the God of power, of peace, will be with you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Let's see here. Auntie Janet, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'd like to share the good news from 1 John 3.
Amen.
Begin with verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, but we shall see him as he is. And every man has this hope in him, purifies himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither know him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he's born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither is he that loveth not the brother. Verse 11 says, for this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we shall love one another. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Let's see here. Auntie Betty, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of my workers, and my scripture is taken from 2 John chapter 1, verse 3. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God the Father. The subject, amazing grace of God. Grace is more than a mealtime prayer. We learn from Scripture that grace is the love of God in action. John 3:16 tells us that God so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son. We are saved by his grace apart from works. God's grace is sufficient. 2 Corinthians 12:9. God's grace does not discriminate. Revelation 22:17. God's grace justifies. Romans 3:23-24. God's grace makes every believer an heir. Titus 2:11-12. Grace is nothing less than unlimited love of God expressed in the gift of his Son, our Lord and Savior. His grace is amazing. As believers, God's power and love has been planted deep in our hearts. Therefore, we are to show grace in the way we live, our lifestyle. Those who know God's grace will show his grace. Grace in our heart is a reflection of our words and deeds. Extended grace towards others is a byproduct of the life of a spirit-filled believer. The love of Christ compels us that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. 2 Corinthians 5:14-15. Because God has lavished his love and grace on us, how can we help but love him in return by striving daily to live for him? Living involves giving of ourselves undeserving to God so he can use us in any way he chooses. We are called to serve him where we are. As believers, all of us have been given the work of evangelists and teachers. Matthew 28:9. As well as the task of caring for those who are in need. Isaiah 1:17, Galatians 6:2. God's grace is all over us like a canopy, around us like a protective wall. Those who appreciate God's grace most are usually those who have been realized their sinful condition and understand that without the grace of God, they would never get a glimpse of heaven. God needs beautiful experience to make us better. The fullness of his grace is revealed through his Son, our Lord and Savior. And my prayer is, our Father in heaven, we thank you that through your amazing grace, the power, our past is forgiven, our present is changed, and our future is bright. We'll hope for all that you have prepared for us. Lord, help us to live with a deeper understanding of your grace and your truth of who we are in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord and Savior. Thank you, Auntie Betty, for that reading. And I just want to say thank you all for sharing the good news. The Bible is a wonderful book. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, now if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-ins, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the healing hand, for you lay your healing hands upon Daddy Werner, Uncle Willie, Sister Shirley, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Kevin Avery, Dorita and Jesse Werner, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Rochelle Bessler, the Williams family, the Rossiter family, the Moody family, Loretta and Latoya Simmons, Mary Ann and family, Dwight Thomas and family, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Ruth Edwards, Eileen Holiday, Carlos and Noel's family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Desert Kendrick, Eric and Brian, the Boyers family, Valerie Crockett, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. For we know by his stripes they are all healed, and that you ask, and that all you ask of us is to believe and to be thankful in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And we thank you for the blood. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, now we're at the part of our program where we honor birthdays. So any birthdays we need to recognize for the week of March 30th through the 26th.
You got Isael.
I have my granddaughter, Rochelle Greenlee, Wednesday.
Rochelle Greenlee?
Uh-huh.
Okay. 23rd.
Right.
Okay. Any other birthdays we need to recognize?
I say the 24th.
The 24th, okay. Okay, all right. Auntie Janet, excuse me, would you do the honor and sing us the birthday song?
Surely. Praise the Lord. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. God's blessings on you. Splash, splash. God's blessings on you. Splash, splash. God blessings on you. Happy birthday to you. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Happy birthday to all and many more.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you for the birthday song, Auntie Janice. And let's see here. We're at the part of our program where we do praise, testimony, songs, poem, or whatever is on our heart. This is where we do the second portion of our show, and I will start with T. Dot. Any praise report, testimony you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I want to read St. Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20. When the 12 disciples went away from Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them, and when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some had doubt. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. I have Auntie Betty. Auntie mm-hmm. Betty, anything else you want to share with the group tonight? A praise report, song, poem?
I'm going to try to sing a little.
Amen.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me, and He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, I see the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. And let's see, Sister Shirley, any praise report, testimony?
Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. Daddy, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, Psalm number 8. But I had made him a little lower than the angel, and cried him to glory and honor. That made him the dominion over the works of their hands, for thou hast set all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yes, and the beasts of the field. The flies of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the path of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, thou excellent is thy name in all the earth. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that reading, Daddy. Let's see here. Auntie Marie, any good news, praise report, testimony you want to share with the group?
I pass.
Okay, let's see here. Auntie Carrie, any praise report, testimony you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I will read the 23rd Psalm.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Auntie Janet, any good news, praise report, testimony you want to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share a little poem I wrote.
Amen.
It says, "Why did Jesus die?"
Mm-hmm.
Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus came to die up on a cruel, rugged cross. Jesus died that we might live. He died that sinners might be set free. He paid a debt that we could not, he paid a debt that he did not owe for a debt that we could not pay. He took our pain, our suffering, and sin that we would never have to bear them again. The cause that was, I'm sorry,
what
the cause that was laid upon me, sorry, the curse that was laid upon me, Jesus gladly took it to the tree. He bore the pain, he bore the penalties of death for us so that we could live free eternally. All the blessings upon his life we can share without a fight. Jesus died that we might live. Therefore, let us to him our life joyfully and freely give. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Let's see here. Mom, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Hey, I have a praise report, and I want to read a little bit, too.
Amen.
Sister Dorothy and her husband came down and visited with us yesterday, and that was like a dose of medicine to us.
Amen.
I love that. Appreciate it so very much. And I'm going to read the measure of a friend out of Proverbs 18:24. Said Abraham Lincoln once said, "Thy will I may, I would like it to be said to me, that I always pull up a weed and plant a flower where I thought a flower would grow." A popular song once proclaimed that what the world needs now is love, sweet love, that the only thing that they're just too little of. These two quotes remind us that our attitude grosses affect our aptitude. How high we reach to what honorable height we excel will be determined by the spirit of our heart. Although no one ever rises above the level of his or her thinking, a person can rise much higher when the level is lawful instead of lower. If we really want to see positive change in our family, family, church, and community, then our thinking and our attitude must begin to reflect and resemble that of Christ. We must learn to think of others before we seek to save the self. We must learn to be the type of friend who stick closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24 said, "We doesn't need a friend, though it seems that starting friendship is less easily. The art of cultivation then is often more difficult. But as a disciple of Christ, we must seek to establish and develop meaningful friendship with others. For by doing so, we perform the work of Christ. Thus, we must be like Christ and be the kind of friend who is also interested in fostering new friendships, where a real and broken one. Bass Haven said, it's best when we rest, when he grows. When we are Christian, we be set by the work of an unseen foe. We are also befriended by the work of an unseen friend. Great is our adversary, but great is our allies' friend, the Lord Jesus Christ.
You need
a me.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Okay, well, that concludes the part of our program where we praise, report, and testimony. And Father God, we thank you for traveling mercy for Mom visit from Auntie Dot. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Okay, before I go into the closing prayer, Angela and I had a discussion on whether or not we wanted to have the program next Sunday being Easter Sunday. So it would be up to the majority whether or not we want to be online next Sunday or not. So let's see. I guess I can just go down the list and you can say yes or no. And we know Easter Sunday is kind of a busy day, but, you know, it's up to you guys whether or not we want to attend. So I will start out with Mom. Yay or nay?
Why me first?
I'm sorry. I'm going down my list.
Whatever majority do.
Okay. Auntie Betty?
I said nay.
You said no? Okay,
no,
Auntie Marie. I'm sorry.
I won't be on next Sunday.
Okay. All right. Praise God. Auntie Janet?
No.
Okay. Auntie Carrie?
No.
Okay. So it seems like we have a no for next Sunday. Sister Shirley, how about you?
No.
Okay. Auntie Dot, is that a no?
Yes.
Okay, Mom and Dad, the majority has said no prayer line next Sunday. So I guess you guys are a no, too, since you're going with the majority.
Okay,
so when we come back next Sunday, well, the Sunday after next, which should be April 3rd, just come back and share something about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
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 Okay, so if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer. And before I go into the closing prayer, once again, anyone that is not on the prayer line, and I'm believing it's just Angela, really, but if anyone that is not on the prayer line, please let them know that we won't be going on the program tomorrow, next Sunday. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you grant us with the serenity to accept the things that we cannot change, the courage to change the things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellis family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. We had most of the speaking come from Psalms. So, you know, the Bible is a good book, but Psalms will help you be rejoiced. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy this week, and we say we will, we do say no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and we're trusting and believing in your words. And we ask that you all remember to put God first in all that you do, for he will direct your path. Heavenly Father, we pray for world peace. May everyone have a blessed week. Remember, there's no program next Sunday. We will pick up on April 3rd, if I'm not mistaken, about the next Sunday, the following. Everyone have a blessed week. We love you all. God loves you, and so do we. Good night, everyone.
Happy Easter to everyone. Happy Resurrection Day.
Amen. Praise God.
Good night.
Praise God. Good night, everyone.
Night.
Good night. Love you all.
Love you.
Okay, just want to remind everyone, our followers or our listeners, that we will not be on air next week, March 27th, due to Easter Sunday celebration. So we wish everyone a happy Easter and keep Jesus in mind. He rose for us on the third day. And I would like to lead this prayer with you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the plans of victory you have for our life. Thank you for giving us the strength to guard our heart by staying focused on you. Help us to stay focused on your thoughts for our life. In Jesus Christ's holy name, happy Easter, everyone, and good night. We love you.